TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features poet, dancer, and playwright Mark Bamudi Joseph, recorded live at TED Global 2017.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme, as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is a lot of things. Odoo is award-winning management software. Odoo is total control of your entire company in one place. Odoo is a suite of fully integrated applications for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. Basically, Odoo is what your business needs to succeed. So if you're ready to get more done in less time, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, business management made simple.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
The two places where I feel most free aren't actually places. They're moments. The first is inside of dance, somewhere between rising up against gravity and the feeling that the air beneath me is falling in love with my body's weight. I'm dancing and the air is carrying me like I might never come down. The second place that I feel free is after scoring a goal on the soccer pitch. My body floods with the chemical that they put inside of EpiPens to revive the dead, and I am weightless, raceless. My story is this. I'm a curator at a contemporary art center, but I don't really believe in art that doesn't bleed or sweat or cry. I imagine that my kids are going to live in a time when the most valuable commodities are fresh water and empathy. I love pretty dances and majestic sculpture as much as the next guy, but give me something else to go with it. Lift me up with the aesthetic sublime and give me a practice or some tools to turn that inspiration into understanding and action. For instance, I'm a theater maker who loves sports. When I was making my latest piece, Pelota, I thought a lot about how soccer was a means for my own immigrant family to foster a sense of continuity and normality and community within the new context of the U.S. In this heightened moment of xenophobia and assault on immigrant identity, I wanted to think through how the game could serve as an affirmational tool for first-generation Americans and immigrant kids, to ask them to consider movement patterns on the field as kin to migratory patterns across social and political borders. Whether footballers or not, immigrants in the U.S. play on endangered ground. I wanted to help the kids understand that the same muscle that they use to plan the next goal can also be used to navigate the next block. For me, freedom exists in the body. We talk about it abstractly and even divisively, like protect our freedom, build this wall. They hate us because of our freedom. We have all these systems that are beautifully designed to incarcerate us or deport us. But how do we design freedom? For these kids, I wanted to track the idea back to something that exists inside that no one could take away. So I developed this curriculum that's part poli-sci class, part soccer tournament inside of an arts festival. It accesses Pelota's field of inquiry to create a sports-based political action for young people. The project is called Moving and Passing. It intersects curriculum development, site-specific performance, and the politics of joy, while using soccer as a metaphor for the urgent question of enfranchisement among immigrant youth. Imagine that you are a 15-year-old kid from Honduras now living in Harlem, or you're a 13-year-old girl born in D.C. to two Nigerian immigrants. You love the game. You're on the field with your folks. You've just been practicing dribbling through cones for like 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden, a marching band comes down the field. I want to associate the joy of the game with the exuberance of culture, to locate the site of joy in the game at the same physical coordinate as being politically informed by art, a grass-laden theater for liberation. We spend a week looking at how the midfielder would explain Black Lives Matter, or how the goalkeeper would explain gun control, or how a defender style is the perfect metaphor for the limits of American exceptionalism. As we study positions on the field, we also name and imagine our own freedoms. I don't know, man. Soccer is like the only thing on this planet that we can all agree to do together. You know, it's like the official sport of this spinning ball. I want to be able to connect the joy of the game to the ever-moving footballer, to connect that moving footballer to immigrants who also moved in sight of a better position. Among these kids, I want to connect their families' histories to the bliss of a goal scorer's run. Family like that feeling after the ball beats the goalie, the closest thing going to freedom. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.
Scientist Andrew Dent helps manufacturers rethink how they make stuff.
This one I thought might be interesting. Merdicotta. It's actually cups and bowls that are manufactured out of cow manure.
But this is poop. This is cow poop.
This is cow poop, yes.
But it looks really nice.
On the hunt for a sustainable future and reimagining how we get there. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.